Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
And that is wonderful. Very wonderful to hear. Sam Cooke, change. And it is because certain changes are expected. Worth the while, this lovely tune, to celebrate it, what is ahead to come. Change, the good change, the right change. We are in a very downhill societal societal downfall. I am viewing the condition of the human world. Well, what is on the earth that is the most interesting thing? It's the human existence. Because human existence, and not the uncivilized part of humanity, but it is the hybrid civilized people that causes humanity to worth something. See? O-U-N-D. Okay. Yes, as I was saying, that we are in a very, 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 you know, interesting but sad time. And a part of it is we do not know elements that is missing from our awareness. We do not know. While I look at the picture, I grew up and see people all the time. And that all I see so the more I read and find out, you know, it's a very, very serious thing to me to know that things of this sort is possible in the world that I born and growing up in, where I see human being all the time, different human being, and, you know, things that are not interesting, but you have to live with whatever awareness you have of it. However, the scope of my perception about humanity has been one that is uninteresting, because I go to church and the big story is about Adam and Eve, sin, and God cursed them, and Jesus is the Son of God, who be begotten of God, and God so loved us that he gave his only Son to die for our sins. That was all their top, the depth width of what is interesting. Just so good. You just think about that. That I would never, ever in that state of mind imagine something to be like this. Of the things that I would probably wonder, it wouldn't be like wondering. I know I did ponder a little bit whether or not, after I begin to hear certain kind of things, that I, you know, that is contrasting to what I believe in. It came across my mind, a question, whether or not I believe what I believe is true. But I didn't have any kind of education for me to work with. So I have to just think that, let it hang, let it stay hanging, because I don't have anything that will lead me to something else. So I have to just lay down just like that and hope, and live in hope.
Oh my gosh. No, had I known from, you know the unknowing things and realize that that's the kind of world I'm going in, no. I would have stayed in the unknown where I was. No joke. I would have stayed in the unknown world where I was, because the unknown world has been somewhere that I have never left and never want to leave either. But this is no joke. This is no joke. To live a human life without knowing the truth of your existence. Bible stories. To me, it's better you were not here at all. Because it is no fruitful pleasure. To live among sodomites. You know what I mean? Like, and a societal one, it's not like life does not count. That's not the case. This is talking about, I mean, these white people have never tried to go live the way they are. These white people. In their origin. Because all of us are here today because we are offspring of different species. Look at the white people's species, where they're coming from. If you don't see the picture of where you're coming from, you're not really a real product of life. You need to know that, because it is that past why you are here in the present. So you don't really worth anything. The worst state of not worth, of worth, the worst state of worth is when you don't know yourself, know where you, and know your origin. Really, it's worthless living. And the picture of our origin, like us hybrid people. These white people don't even regard the of important thing, these white people. They do not. Don't you see? They only honor and adore their sodomite people who they place in power. They place them in power by stealing power from us. That's what happened. And they turn us idiots, because I have a book right now by one of your sodomite author. And what these white people write, she like the Bible. That is telling you that they have found a way into our hybrid life. They don't have any business there. White people don't have any business with hybrid people's life, because they write a Bible that disown us, and they know it's a lie. White people, they know what they're doing, killing us and all this kind of stuff. They know. They know that they're wrong, but they are sodomite. They are body sodomite. When they are making law to marry to body person, sexual body person, then listen. If you don't understand that something is wrong, why would my friend, dear beloved friend, make up a church in Jamaica. His name is David Keynes. I was born and raised up in Jamaica, and I think when I was about 23 or so, I met David Keane, Spanish Town. David Keane, they own a store, sell clothing and cloth, stuff like that. I was introduced to David by a friend. I think we learned to drive at a school. Anyway, this friend introduced me to David. And at that time, this friend and myself, we had something in common. We tried to, like, basically, you know, maybe the fool around, maybe the right phrase or, you know, statement. Because, you know, we would what you call play by hair people. We weren't reading music, right? So I have my little guitar, and of course, really didn't matter, you know, whether you're playing by hair or not, you know, because that's all that's available to us then. I still play by hair, but apart from the fact that people who play by written music are perfectly in tune, in time, in tune and everything. Because the fact that you're actually being told what to play when you read music, written music, it gives you induced discipline. You know, the way you play, it has a certain decorum in the sound, the arrangement. Anyway, what I'm trying to tell you is I was making sound that David was a leader of a singing group from a group they call the Teen Time Singers. And it was one of those social groups run by, I think, a Chinese man. I forget what his name is. But he's one of those national group that David and his group of two quartet. There is male part and the female part, two quartets. So my friend took me to David, and you know, we had guitar. I think my friend had his guitar with him. So he introduced me to David, and David listened to what I have to say on the guitar. No, I'm not joking. I know that I was not really going on with anything on the guitar. I don't know what people are hearing when they hear me making the noise. But David thought that I was making enough sense on the guitar that he invited me to join his group. At that time, I'm living in Spanish Town, and I was making a change at that time with my little employment. I was going to go to Kingston and start doing a different job in Kingston. So it would be more convenient to get to David's place where we would do the rehearsals and so forth. So it came to pass that I did Kingston and was participating into the group. So, and you know, we usually go out on Sundays, on the weekend, to, let's say, perform at certain churches in Jamaica. So, yeah, I remember we've been to a few places and performed through that time I was with David. Now, it came down to, I was about to leave Jamaica for America. David was not all, he was happy with me being a part of the band, whatever it is. you know, I fit in. So he said something to me aimed at possibly changing my mind. I don't have to bother go. And all right. He wasn't successful in doing that because, you know, we never talk about about that, me leaving and before. So now that it is happening and he knows and he's like telling me, well, you know, not everybody travel are successful with their traveling, you know. So, like, you know, I shouldn't think that, you know, traveling to America is going to, I mean, do all what I wanted to do for me, you know. So it may not all that as good. So anyway, whether it was going to be good or not, I was going to travel anyway because that's what I made up my mind to do. I didn't have anything affecting my life to not go, not leave Jamaica. I, you know, and come to the United States because, of course, I don't know anything that is negative about the United States. I surely didn't. Now, it is a reasonable question. Had I known what the United States is, it was difficult for me, though, with the perception I have of Jamaica that I was born and raised in, and I haven't been anywhere out of the country, the little island there, right? I don't think that anything would prevent me from leaving because Jamaica is a primitive little island. You know, and you're talking about 50 years ago, you know, when I left Jamaica, Jamaica was not really going on with anything, as to say, a lot of things going on, your life is easy, and things like that. So therefore, you don't want to move from where you are, you're happy. No, that wasn't the case. Jamaica was, when you hear about other places and think about Jamaica where you are, it didn't give you, or it didn't give me, the impression that, you know, I'm in the best situation in life in Jamaica. And I think Jamaica is a piece of the land on the planet. And it is just same like any other little country or continent. It's Earth. It is Earth. Right, you're on, right? And when it comes to what is going on around you and what you have heard going on out in the outside world of where I am in Jamaica, I didn't, you know, it's like just common sense. We're not doing as good, far from being as good as we're supposed to. There was nothing that is really, you know, appealing to me to stay there like I'm in a good place. First of all, I have a hard time to get into a school that will teach me how to read. That was my greatest, and I tried. I tried with two private people. It didn't work out because when I went to them, they don't know where to start me off to make me read. They didn't know that. So although they are apparently educated people of sense, but they are not teachers. They were not teachers. So although they teaching people, well, they're teaching people who are probably normal and catch on to reading better than me. I mean, at adult age, right? You must have learned certain things in primary school that they could start you off wherever they think that you are. In my case, no, I was having serious problems to learn to read. When it comes to knowing the primary elements of reading, I just didn't get that. And my going to school, primary school, and sitting down and go through the day was boring because I didn't have, let's say, a teacher who was intrusive and insists on knowing where you are every day when you come to class and what must be set in front of you for you to work on it. That did not exist. I don't recall one time I had any teacher that come to my desk and try to see what I'm doing. I don't recall that. So usually it's always ducking and hiding, you know, or don't appear like you are idle, making, you know, not doing anything and stuff like that. That's all they need to do is just duck it for the day. And that's it. So when it comes time now that for me to show a reading knowledge and stuff, I wasn't able to do that. So the simplest test that anybody like an employer could give me, I wasn't going to pass it. I sure was not going to pass it. Now, I look at the fact that I wasn't born with a mental deficiency or not like that, except the germs that my foreparents catch from white people, you know, because I'm convinced now that my people that I grew up around in Jamaica were not mentally well. Not a soul. What I read and know right now? No. I don't grow up among people in Jamaica. And what I mean to say, and hope that you'll understand me. All right, if you grow up in Jamaica like me and go to church, now think that I am saying to you what we are accustomed to as civility is not civilization that we grow up into. We grow up into AD Anno Domini, talking about Jesus who died for us and talking about Christmas, and the story of Jesus is dung. It's dung. It's just that it is intangible information, but we don't see the tangible part of what they teach to us in the Bible. We don't see nothing tangible about it. And that means that we are lost. And the fact that we are feeding on it from we grow up and say all of these churches around, we don't know that these churches is a result of brain, a problem with the level that we are perceiving and doing anything. It's a history that nobody talks about. The actual Bible is something to prevent us from knowing about history. You see any world history textbook in your classroom? And if one happened to be there, what they do, what they talk about that you remember? The fact that they are in school destroying our brain, whether you're going to sing a song on, like, you know, anything about sociality. All of us in Jamaica raised up under uncivilized atmosphere, because the white people, you see, if you go to Guanabouville, you see a church yard next to the school. And that church building over from the school is the white slave people them build up, nice building, you know, that we as simple people, we don't have that unless, you know, you start making something and you can put up a little structure like that. But apart from that, you see these buildings, I think mostly with bricks, though, you know, they make up these buildings. But that brick thing is coming from Mesopotamia, you see. And the Sumerian, you see, because that's where all these things were created by the gods, and they taught it to us. All right, so what I'm saying is, if you think that because you went to a good secondary school and you go to a college and you go to university, if you think that you are civilized when you graduate, well, before you went into the school, university, if you think that you were civilized person by blood, yes. But me not talk about by blood. Me not talk about what you're supposed to learn, academic sense. You have to learn certain sciences in language and different things in order for you to operate as a civilized person. So what I'm telling you now, that what we perceive in Jamaica as a child, you know, before our time, but in our time, like, say, back you're born into the 40s, 50s, and stuff, and 60s. Don't get it in your head that because you go and get an education that you're okay. You're not okay. You're just not okay. No, if anybody had told me that, I don't know what I would say, how I would react to that somehow. But no, back then, you know, I don't think nothing like that. You know, Jamaica is just Jamaica, and it's like, it's just, let's say, one of its kind, and so forth. But I didn't think of anything that, you know, interesting that I could tell you. So I thought, you know, that's the way life's supposed to be. You know, when I get a little job to, you know, as a chauffeur, a drive, I don't see life as anything else but just that. Okay? And if I hear anything, any issue at all, you see? Yes, I would know how to interpret anything. Now, the only thing that somebody has to tell me to show a difference between them and myself as a Jamaican is that you could have a family that is that that has more substance, like economically, because my parents were, they didn't have anything beside themselves, and begin to have us, and then they can plant a field, and my father would go out and do what, you know, domestic country style, you know. For, you know, used to do public works, like work on road, help to, you know, make the little road look like, you know, some a road, you know. He used to work, do work for the public works people. There was nothing there, especially like in the educational field. We have these white people who left us in Jamaica for almost about 200 years or more of slavery. So you think you have these sodomite white people over you, I teach you something that you will never be the same person you used to be. And who we used to be is what? 200,000 years ago, when we were created in South Africa. Now, when you hear about being created in Africa and stuff like that, and you know in the Bible, it is in your brain that it is Adam and Eve. Now, what is it going to take for you to know that it is history and not the Bible that teaches you who you are? Whether you are civilized or uncivilized. Now, you're not going to get it from the Bible. You're not going to get the truth from the Bible. And that's all we grow up with. You see that? So, what happened to our brain like that? The fact that what I'm saying is true, and you probably having a hard time to look at it, and identify what I'm saying. Back in the Seattle time, the first Bustamante and Michael, whatever you call him there, Manly, the daddy, then the son come in, and the Seattle them come in, and stuff like that. And you know what go on in Jamaica. Terror! Who teach me terror? Are the white people them? Are them? They teach it to us. So it's long before now, white people You know, how could white people get us as slaves? You know, all by themselves. When we are a different people, we are not them, they are not us. How did they merge with us? Because right now, nothing is showing that we merge with them. It's more they try to merge with us. And we are not coming from the same species. So you tell me what happened. If you don't know what happened, well, worthwhile you listen to what I'm saying. Don't believe me. Because that's another sense that we need to develop. Believing is not knowledge. Just look at it. Look at the definition. You, when you believe, where you say you believe is in something, right? Good. Now, do you really understand the something that you believe in? Have you seen it? No, you have not seen it. It is being taught to you that it exists. So you can trick yourself by imagining and assuming something is true, and you believe in it, and they say, well, you have to do this and do that if you believe in it. They want to benefit from you believing in what you cannot see. That's what it all boils down to. But you will never know. You will never know that you are being tricked with all these churches around you, and you're into one of them, and you think it's a special one, it's not like the others. What I'm telling you, put a church there, is the white people. It's not Africa. And if you know anything about Africa and us leaving Africa and come out into the West Indies by the white people, is Africa sold us to them? Okay. And if you know the history about the white people, they were not white people that you see today. They are not the same people. Let's say, let's say going back, 4,000 years ago. But I will have to go farther than 4,000 years ago because where human experience is coming from, both civilized and uncivilized. First of all, the human existence altogether, good or bad, come from two types of origin. Only two types in the world is the textbook right here. I read it all the time. That's what I speak from. If you don't have a knowledge of world history textbook to tell you where we are coming from, well, I am not speaking from a deranged angle about what I'm saying. I'm coming from the oracle of the world history textbook. If any book doesn't joke around, it's this book. So any other textbook you out there are reading and stuff like that, it's not world history. It may be history. History about something, okay? But let me tell you something. This world history textbook is good, but you can't stop at this world history textbook because since over the past 2,600 years, these white people take control. A world history textbook only values so much that when you read it, you have to know exactly what you're reading and what makes sense and what don't make sense. Bible is a different thing. You shouldn't even read the Bible because you don't have any use for it. Because whatever in the Bible, it came from history. If anything good in the Bible exists, it must come from the history that precede those who thought to write a Bible. And what I'm telling you is a fact. Now, since everybody is big up now and have this and have that on planet Earth, because you are being, you are being indoctrinated by the Bible. When you get some money now, at the God of the Bible give you, and it's on Jesus Christ who died for your sin now, so you're praying to Jesus, praying to God through Jesus, his son. All right. You see all the tithing that they talk about that you have to pay, all these things that they're going on with church. It's come from the way the Bible indoctrinates us from Genesis to Revelation. All right. So what I'm trying to tell you, when you think that we are civilized and our brain is okay, no, our brain is not okay. Because what we have learned about Adam and Eve is a lie. Only history can tell you about Adam and Eve. But why are black, white people calling themselves? Why are they calling themselves with by our name and by our character, our demeanor, and everything that represent us? White people coming from apes. That's a fact in this world history textbook. White people come from apes. Now look at them and say, oh, look at their skin. Look at them, and you can see that something is wrong with these people. They're not like us. In the real profound sense of what we are like, look at an African person. And look at them. I mean, you know, look at a lot of us, right? And look at a lot of the white people. And tell me if you think that they and us come from the same species. We do not. We come from different species. But they don't tell you that in the Bible. No. And yet still we grow up with the Bible from a child in church. And we don't know that. How civilized do you think we can be? And when Africa is selling us to them and they're taking us to go make money all over the West Indies, no, we were there all along before we came along, because they were here like 3 to 4 million years ago, these white people and their offspring, their ancestors. Go back 3 to 4 million years. They are apes. They never talk. They make stone tools. Okay? So that tools, nothing manufactured like in civilized revolution, scientists and a lot of other scientific instrument and stuff like that is made up. Did they have any of those things before they encounter with the African people? 200,000 years ago, they come here now and teach us to become sodomites. Yesterday I had a show and you wouldn't hear it. And I think earlier this week, they did the same thing. You don't hear what I say, because they are pushing their asshole in front of our faces. That's what these white people are doing, that they talk about the government. We are headed toward a two-world collide here, because they're talking about AD and Adam and his government, and we have a ocean of stuff to prove that these guys are just fucking asshole idiots, these white people. Because nothing they're talking about Jesus can be found as true. Nothing about prophecy found as true to bring Jesus, because they were supposed to, you know, under their watch as government, call themselves Romans. They should be able to validate things that they are saying in the Bible. They're not able to validate themselves of anything they say about Adam and Eve. None of that. all over the Bible where they need to furnish a piece of evidence. No, they just leave it alone because they can't do it. Okay? They're making up another world with a God and sin and all that. That's what they make up in the Bible, you know? These white people. And talk about Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ. Well, how do they arrive at that? They arrive at that by first interbreeding, force interbreed our people, the Neanderthals. And according to them, they were fucking the Neanderthals about 18,000 years that they have lost their monkey face. White people are coming from Flat Face Man of Kenya. Read it in the World History Textbook. That's a fact. But we don't know. We do not know. And they take such root everywhere we go, not one. You think about that. And remember now, we, 100,000 years ago, left Africa over the globe. And a lot of us know that that happened, right? Well, something you don't know is that these white people, when they were in Europe, because they are in Europe before we were created. Ain't that right? Yeah. Before we were created 200,000 years ago, these white people were settled in Europe 1.5 million years ago. You see. And the gods came 450,000 years ago and begin to, you know, they came in civilized, what we call it, immortals. They are not ghosts. They are flesh like us, but superior, you know, seem like the first of this kind of creature since the world begun. So what I'm saying to you, what we don't know, we assume that's the way the world was made to be. And that's not true. We are living oblivious to the truth that is in the World History Textbook. It's not in the Bible that we are clutching. You see what I mean? And we will not understand the foolishness them that we read in the Bible. We will take them for the truth. That's not a joke. That when I read history of these white people, and when they write about them, what they write about themselves, although they're not telling you about themselves, how they were, how they originated, they don't like to talk about that because they want to look like us civilized people. And all those stories that they write about in Adam and Eve in the garden, they are writing it to accommodate themselves. Now, why should they write about us and not themselves? Simply because what? We are lost. Our brain is not, the orbital function of our brain is not there. So we, like, when we perceive Jamaica, where we grow up, to be just a normal place, That's not the truth. That's not truth. What we are seeing lies. We are believing lies. And we are just basically ruining a civilized life by giving heed to what you read in the Bible as the Word of God. Now, How did I find out? Divine blessing caused me to read and find out that something is very wrong with our human existence. We are being fed lies by a white people who are our enemies. Not just casual enemies. They are enemies with what is called Puritan Christian agenda. They have an agenda because they were never a civilized people. They never talk for millions of years. Why we see them coming after us in the Western Hemisphere, it is because they interbreed with us many, many years ago. And because they did, that's the reason why they are talking today. It is the reason why they look like humans today and don't look like monkeys. It is because they interbreed with our species, the sapien. And that's what is being hidden today. You don't know that you are a sapien. Why sapien? As an African hybrid person. These white people are not going to tell you that you're an hybrid. See, they write a Bible and say they're writing about our creation. They're writing a creation to accommodate themselves, and they have nothing to do with such a creation in the Bible. If you are to read history, where they originate. But they're hoping we will never come to a point where we can identify that. Well, identifying it now. These white people have never been civilized the way you see them here. How did they become what they are today? Don't look like monkeys. They look, if some of them kind of look like it, and maybe some of them still have tails, who knows? It is what they have done, and we uncover it up. Our people are young in development, right? Fledgling, young species. And these folks are around, like in the form of monkeys, for, at least three and a half million years. Okay? They are wise animals, monkeys. So when they interbreed and start and begin to talk, they're wiser than us. In that sense. They're wiser than us in that sense. We need to develop our intellect in order to maximize our potential, because it's two different blood that make us up. It's the sapien species, wise sapien species, that give rise to the subgroup Neanderthals. So they are a generic Neanderthal, sapien species. They are generic sapien species. Now, when the God used our white sapien species to mix with their blood, we are the second subgroup of the white sapien species, right? So we are a blood that makes up the perfect human being that is a hybrid. These white people will not write that in a Bible. And that is the truth. And what they cannot afford to tell at this point, we are in civilization, light of understanding. They have to dress like us and look like us and everything like us now. So they cannot afford to like burst up their position by telling the truth. So they write all kind of lies, and because they know our brain is damaged, they can hide a lot of things from us. That's what they did, writing that Bible. White people write that Bible so that we would lose the intellectual ability that we have, the ability to see things, to understand things. We lose that to very, very, very high degree. You see what I mean? And if you look at the way things are moving around in the world and in on the economic level, why do you think these white people debase the African people, call your name like black people and make it stick? They make up the church and say it is the church of Jesus Christ and they are the vicar of Christ. And if you read and go back 200,000 years ago, those things never existed. But since 100,000 years ago that they interbreed with our species, and then they got a hold of the Neanderthals and take it and carry it away. They say about some 18,000 years fucking the Neanderthals, right? And to the point they no longer look like monkeys. They look like human beings, as you see them here, right? And as you can see, white people, they have all that it takes to identify that they got our blood inside of them. That you will read prior to that, call it, say, 3 million years or so. They were nothing like what they are now. How do they come to lose their monkey face? How do they come to talk? How do they come to not making stone tools no more? Too much of those things go together. Why these people are able to talk like us and maintain and sustain relevance with words. I mean, they can do almost anything now that they mingle with us. But before they mingle with us, they were just monkeys as usual. Now, they are controlling us. How? You know, how did they come to control us? Only knowing the history of what you call the miscegenation, the crossbreeding that they did with our species. They have a whole bunch of virus in the feeding blood. We're not supposed to mate with them, right? And they have a lot of poison, you know, available to them that they use it and carry it to our places when they come and decide to, like, drive us out of it. They begin to, I mean, scatter their disease and kill us. Tuberculosis and all kind of stuff. These white people use to kill us after they learn what they want to learn from us. You see what I mean? And everything is mockery that they use to keep us down because they were wise long time ago. And when we carelessly fall into their hand. And when I say carelessly, well, we are held responsible, so what else must I say? They found out that what they do to us, we have lost, and we, our brain is going to digression. Our orbital brightness gone dull. You see, and it's the reason why we are kept right where we are. You see, they make us slaves, yes, and if you see one white man have about 100 black men to lead them. And if you see, you know, the robust body of the white, of the black man, what they call a black man, we are no black man, we are hybrid people. We are ethnic body of people. When you see the robust African men that is under one white man, you know, it's mockery. It's mockery. And the thing is, I think that something happened. I was not a bright person earlier time. I did not read much at all besides fourth grade level reading. There was not much coming out of that, right? That was not going to ready me for seeing things that are there to be seen. The thing is, nobody cannot get it out of me. Nobody cannot get out of me what I know now, because I was interested to read a little better. And, you know, I didn't thought I was going to even read as much as I, you know, that I was able to do when I go to the adult high school. You know, I wasn't expecting a lot of myself. I thought my brain wasn't really going to go up to any further for me to know, because, you know, when I started to learn certain things, it, you know, it's like it affects me. In that I begin, my brain begin like to like go into another gear to make my senses get acquainted with what I am now understanding, you know, see? All right. Your two eyes were created for external purpose. Right? And the external use of our two eyes relates information to the brain. The eyes don't know anything by itself. It is a gadget in the body, one of the members of the body, to do certain things. So that's what our external eyes are for. When you identify anything, it's related to the brain, because the eye can't do nothing with it besides tell the brain what. That's what it is, right? So, I'm telling you. So, when that information go into your brain now, what you do with it is something else. You see what I'm talking about? All right, then. I'm telling you that we are in an interesting time. Interesting in a certain context. But the things that are unknown to people who should know is a problem. That is a problem. Because once you get dumbed down and the orbital part of your brain that is supposed to function to make you understand what's going on, it's not working. It is not working. So whilst you can be making money and you are having, you know, a lot of things that you want, you're going to buy and buy and buy the best all the time and feel good about that. That's all life is. And you say, the Lord is blessing you. The Lord is blessing you. But my friend, you really don't understand what the whole thing about being blessed is all about. You don't know. You just don't know. There are too many things you don't know. The world and the society that we're in is taken over by these sodomite white people. And unless you read this, if you know, you're not going to really know what kind of world you're in. You see what I mean? Now, white people have nothing to do with us in America. Nothing at all. And you should know when they decide to come after us in the West and come and take over what we have. So it's about 100,000 years now since we leave Africa and come out into the world and spread out. And it is within this time, some whatever happened to some of our people back there, let's say the first 25,000 years, you know, that's when interbreeding go on and our species get contaminated with these sodomites. Okay? Who now, because of the interbreeding and the means by which they learn to talk and learn skills and stuff like that, that's what they use now. They use that scent, that what happened to form a bond with us and form the bond with us because they know that we don't have no sense now. Very few of us, you will read, that will carry a gun. Very few will carry a gun. And very few will retaliate when they are abused by these sodomite white people. But we are under their dominance when it comes to like government and schools and everything. We are under their dominance. Why? And anywhere you have to sign papers and stuff like that, we are underneath them, which means from a government standpoint, we are under white people government. White people are behaving like they are the gods from above who came here and built up the world with all kind of things that none of us built. Right? They are taking what is civilized stuff and rule us with it and say they have government. These fucking ass white people don't have no government whatsoever. Let them take AD and Adamani and prove it to you that it is government. We read about government in the world in the textbook. We read about kingship all over the place. We have kingship government. It is not said in Inky Book that they withdrew their kingship. No, because we are succession. It falls to us. There's no way these fucking ass white people is going to come and prove anything about government. That's why you see they're behaving like the government that we are under called federal government. That is the government, the universal government. That's not true. If they want that type of government, it's not on any one of our settlements. They have to go to Europe with it. So right now, null and void. They don't own nothing. White people don't own nothing. And all that you think you hold them and pay them and all that kind of stuff there. Now, these fucking assholes need to be told the truth. It is the truth. They only know to go out and kill us. And because we fool, we can't tell them they're a faggot and where they come from. We can't tell them that because you need to illustrate it and demand them to tell you, you know, who is their origin. Who is their ancestor? They need to tell. And once you hook them, you are the first human being evolved as hate. Say it right there. They don't have any place else to go but Europe. Don't come here and tell us that, you know, you are government and you're ruling over us. Because none of it is shit good. You see, they come here and they're making law that they're going to go into their culture. It's their culture that they are sustaining. Fucking assholes. And they come here and null our existence under kingship and taking their, what they are making called AD and Adam and Ipana, Jesus Christ, that cannot be found anywhere in linguistics. No, in no civilized place a Jesus ever exists on planet Earth, yet still we are washing the saints' feet and being filled with the Holy Ghost, and those things are cockroach ideas. So if you don't know where we are, maybe you may find it interesting to take a look at your existence. I mean, it's the best thing to do. Look at your existence rather than feeling like, oh, because you have some money in the bank. You know what they do with some of the money in the bank? Just missing. Missing. So you think you have a few hundred thousand, a few million, or, you know, even trillion, billion dollars, and it just disappear. You know, you see, and then, you know, something. And nothing, you see, where it exists, right? Yeah, just somebody just take it away, and then you have nothing. You don't have that exchange no more. You would have to go plant some seeds and stuff like that before you start getting food. So what I'm trying to tell you, I'm here. And these people own everything that we are living off. That should never happen. That should never happen. But that's where it's at. And we cannot deny that's where it's at. Did the gods do anything wrong to us? No. All I can tell you, my vision of the whole thing, the first 100,000 years, was beautiful and perfect. Nothing wrong. But the second 100,000 years, when we're coming out into the Western world and, you know, wherever, north, south, whatever. Now it is a different story because we can't even, we can't govern ourselves. We gradually go down until white people who were apes and come and interbreed with us and begin to, like, take off a lot of their monkeyism. And now they like us. They are able to, like, govern us. So, gosh, you know, kill us like we are dogs. I mean, they don't even kill dogs. They fuck dogs, really, you know. So that's their sexual mate, one of their way of delighting sex, you see. And you ask Obama. Obama is a part of this, I mean, sinking homosexual thing, who coming in, because Obama look like he's a black man, right? Yeah, he's a part of the corruption. You see, why he and Hillary would go to Libya and kill Gaddafi, and it's their baby that they do looking after. They can go anywhere and kill us because of what? That Jesus Christ. And you show me where Jesus Christ exists. And that's imaginary son of God. Nothing at all. So it shows how corrupt life can be when you start to mixing some blood. You see, if you don't have the design, the high now to see, I mean, people take you and make you anything they want, because now right in front of our eyes, they call themselves Romans and use the title Romans to gain dominance and shove aside civilization laws by kings. They shove that aside and make up their own thing. How can these faggots make law to control civilized people? How? Now, that is something that we supposed to talk about. How do you get law to control us? You know, I mean, you learn to talk when? When did you learn to talk? We begin to talk as we were created 200,000 years ago. after we were born, babies, what, 9 months afterward we born, and then after we born, maybe 8-9 months, you are talking. That's the way we are created. These folks are over 3 million or so years. That's how long is that? That's a long time. It's a long time. And they did not talk. You don't see? They did not talk. We have all the evidence for this. And they want to fool us that, oh, like they are the ones who did the Bronze Age and everything like that. My shop, they want to tell you, say, yeah, they were a part of Mesopotamia. Now, let they wither away, because that's exactly what I see is happening. You know, I wouldn't be here talking the way I do, and the gods not going to help us. I think the gods is helping us right now. These white people, they're still fucking assholes, and that means they don't measure up to the even basic standard of civilization. Not even the basic floor they don't reach. They think that because they're able to like read and write and do skillful things, they're fucking assholes. They are fucking assholes and making laws to marry them like woman and man. Now, so that they are killing our species and culture. That's what these faggot white people are doing. Okay? And they don't care, taking over everywhere from us, and we are nothing. That's what these fucking white people do. Now, unless we are able to take them down, they're going to take us out. You see what I mean? But they can't use the Bible and show government authority. They can't use the Bible. What are they going to use? A federal law code? Since when? Since when the world is civilized? Long time before them. How are they going to use their republic? How can they use that to make law? Law was being made long before them, and they come and learn about law, and now they want to, you know, use law according to the way they know it to marry two people where nature don't make. Nature don't make that. As I was looking at it here now, when they go and mate with the Neanderthals, they were breaching nature. That's what these white people are doing. And it's the reason why they are doing the kind of stuff they're doing, because a barrier was removed. They get blood to remove the barrier. Now they can talk. They're talking, right? They fucking assholes. You see? That don't purge out of them. White people still want to fuck the asshole. That's their culture. It's not ours. We don't come from we come from the gods as a species. They give us their blood. So we got that blood. But remember, we have the blood of our ancestor. The species ancestor. We have that blood and their blood mingled together. All right, so the point is, this mingling, taxonomic, is scientifically agreeable, but our taxonomic is not agreeable with white people. Hominid, ape. It's not. And it's the reason why our brain function decrease with the interbreeding with these sodomites. Like I say to you, the people that we are 100,000 years, it's not compared to the first 100,000 years when we were created. When we were leaving Africa 100,000 years ago, we were exactly the kind of people we're supposed to be. But whatever happened, I mean, there's hardly any of us now that don't have white people, I mean, bad blood. And our brain not tend to see nothing. You'll read the Bible like I was saying. And of course, I was talking about this on my show, I think yesterday. I was illustrating somehow, either on the show or to somebody. I was illustrating how our brain has decreased its efficiency. Call it regressive and digressive. We went down to over many, many thousands of years since we leave Africa. We become slowly, slowly digressive. And what continue to do it is that we, from then on, behave like it's okay to intermingle sexually with white people. We haven't stopped the miscegenation with them. And it is proven fact, like I am showing you, why we think we are okay just the way we are, because we can read and we can go out and have a good job and things like that. We think we're all right. What about what it would take for us to carry on kingship rule, kingship government, where you hear white people them talk about king of this and of England? They are wrongly emulating the God's kingship government that they brought from above down to earth. Every single thing we see that moves and me and home and amounts to something, it's a civilized product. It don't come from white people in Europe. It does not. They want us to stay dumb. You see? And we were not like that 100,000 years ago. We did not decrease. We remain at the level we were created. But now, oh no, not at all. So what I am talking about right now, it is, nobody cannot run me over with it. There's nobody to run me over. You see? And as long as you can see in what I'm saying, that's the thing that is supposed to happen. Because whoever here and come to know, at least you would have, you know, done marvelously when you are able to make discovery, right? And that's what you need, is to renew your ability. Things like these where, you know, you won't, you know, pass this life on you nothing. Because it's what we know makes us valuable. It's what we know. You see? But if you are a doubtful Thomas, or what they call it, and you're going to say, who write that, and talk all kind of foolishness to justify your ignorance, that don't make no sense. Now, I was not afraid, wanting to know, and I am still wanting to know, but I come to know things that set me on my way. You see? And anywhere my life ends, that, it ends good, because I'm not like my parents who were born and didn't find out nothing, you know, and one of my brothers. Now we have an opportunity to know, you see, and you don't have to buy a gun or nothing. You see, these white people will go down into the dust because they still have not gotten to civilization point. They're sodomite product, and they have this view of the world, like I told you, when I grew up the way I was, you know, and it was divine intervention that taught me how to read, how to, like, keep things in its right position. It must be word science process, and not what your mind tell you to think, say. Learn the science of the word you're using before you take it into any issue at all. You need to know about the words that is there, and you know them, and you know to, like, roll with it. But if you want to have your own way and don't care nothing about other people, this is what is going to happen. You won't know the right thing. And what we're looking at right now, I know for myself, this kind of struggle I have had to begin to see things. And the more I see, the more I want to see more and more and more people to look at what I say and able to debunk and say, no, that you're wrong about that. You see what I mean? No, I'm coming from that beginning of things. Whereas, you know, I mean, all you're going to catch me wrong when I go from the beginning, where all of us are supposed to come from. We all learn to read. We don't learn to read in different ways. No. Words, the same. If you're English, it's English. It's going to be the same. So what are you going to do? When I'm proving and telling you that white people are not civilized, they are not to be regarded as civilized, don't regard their institution like government, because it's not government. I mean, they use it to get the world of civilized people to respect their what they have as government. But it is not government. And it is the interbreeding why we don't discover that long time ago. It's the interbreeding that they did with us, and our brain is gone down to where we don't know the difference between dynamics of things. You know, the paradigm of things, we don't know. And this is what is happening right now. It's what is happening. And you going to see, you know, when somebody will be brave enough to come in and then prove that what I'm saying cannot be true. I know that the basis of my thinking come from where everybody else is start. And I learn about words. Well, if I learn something more about the same words that you're using, and, you know, tell you to park by the side over there because you can't carry the thing the way it's supposed to, right? And nobody cannot defeat me. Well, you'll have to either, you know, take on what I am saying as a knowledge for you to identify with. You're not believing in nothing. I don't say nothing about believe nothing. I'll say wait until you know something before you believe it, because you definitely need to believe in something, not in nothing. So make sure what you believe in is something that will be brought to identification. But if you just believe and you don't get to interact with the thing, you're not believing, you're believing false. Because how are you going to know what you're believing is true. The thing must reveal it. It must come to evidence. So you have the intangible, where it's verbal, and you have the intangible that you speak, and you have the tangible that you physically touch and handle. You see what I mean? So what I'm saying to you today is that when you have this situation like the white people who come and, like, as it were, they come and say, hey, we are the people for this, and not you. And we have the history telling you the sequence in which things happen. History is telling you the sequence in which the past, right? The way the past passed. You cannot contradict that. When white people come behind us and talk about they did not stay far away and get to morph us. They came and joined us because they've been around hundreds of thousands of years coming along where we are raising up cities and different things. And they were not able to do anything at all besides make stone tools. They learned from us in Asia and so forth. And everywhere we go, we go in the West, and they come in the West after us until eventually they use their brain, kick Africa aside, and go ahead with, human persona that they got from the interbreeding. Now they find out that we turn full, and at least they are in an advantageous position. And they begin to look at us and realize that they can do anything with us because we come down to the level of their dogs that they fuck. African people come down to the level of psychological understanding like the dog the white people fuck up. Okay? That's where it's at. And look, if you think I don't feel good talking about it, you know, they can turn off the mic because, you know what? They're not going to get away from what they do. White people will not get away from what they do. And, you know, when I think that they have the bravery, well, you know, they don't have to be all that too brave to do what they do. Only need to have enough knowledge to know that they can maneuver themselves, and we don't know what they're doing. We won't even ask them a question, and that's the way it is. You know what I mean? If you don't understand that something is wrong with your mind, why these white people is all over us, and we can't tell them anything, and they are running government institutions in every nook and cranny of our lives, if something is wrong with us, then what's wrong? What is right with us? Now it's up to you. So now let's get to this is the chat room. Nobody is in the chat room today. Elohim Inki God. Our sister, creator of the civilized hybrid human. Yes. So that is Elohim, Enki God, is our sister. They together are the creators, the specialists that created the hybrid human, right? It won't sound like how the Bible is read, but the world is a scientific place. It's not a Holy Ghost place. And so that's what it is. Now, let me go here and say this. Europe hate men. Destroyed hybrid ethnic. Hybrid ethnicity. That's what Europe ape men destroyed. The hybrid ethnicity by exchanging genes. So explain. Explain this. What is vulnerable species? Do you know? Well, we have been a vulnerable species, and it is still by what these ape hominid sodomite did to us when we were inexperienced and didn't know what was lurking around, when these folks were settled in Europe 1.5 million years ago, and when they go out and find us leaving Africa, what they did, okay, that was the fall of man. And these white people don't want you to know that. They decided to exploit us, making up churches and tell, and you know, and turn us into buffoons. A vulnerable species is a species which has been categorized by the International Union for Conservation. Right? Has been categorized by the International Union for Conservation of Nature that is threatened with extinction, unless species that are threatening its survival and reproduction improved. Vulnerability is mainly caused by habitat loss or destruction of the species home. Hear that? All right. Adjective. Susceptible to physical or emotional attack or harm. Susceptible. Right? So we were so susceptible. Why we fall a victim of these ape-like human. Really? You see? Oh, I see. Like, this was a violation. Whereas it went untreated. Nobody investigate, nobody nothing until it just lost out there without any communication and any issues. And we are here today. Nobody is attending to our brain deficiency. Nobody. And here we are out there marrying white people like it's a good thing because they have all the money. The trap is all set up by these white people to, destroy us completely. You don't see. They destroyed the Neanderthal already. That's our subgroup. And they are talking about it like it is a nice thing that was done and like it, there was nothing to it. And so it goes on, physical or emotional attack or harm. We were in a vulnerable position, in danger, in peril, in jeopardy, at risk. endangered, unsafe, unprotected, unguarded, open to attack. Here, all these words are telling us what susceptible means, right? And it is an adjective that describes our mental situation. So it goes on to say, without arms, meaning you don't have any protection. Without weapons, defenseless, easily hurt, wounded, describing us in a negative sense. Damaged, powerless, hopeless. Resistless, opposed to, open to, wide open to, prone to, prey to, susceptible to, subject to, in danger of, at risk of, the mercy of, an easy target for, easily affected by, in the firing line, susceptible of. Okay? Think about susceptible. When you are susceptible, you hear the Albany different ways that we are and can be susceptible. We need to understand that. And whenever you fall into the trap of an adversary who is going to exploit you this way, when they're going to do something to you, like the government want to get rid of somebody, and you know, if you ever go into the hospital and stuff like that, they easily get rid of you like that. You know, give you what you're not supposed to get and just destroy your life, you know. For some people, just make you start sleep and you can't, you know, you can't wake up. You sleep. I mean, you know, to get rid of somebody. We are basically, we have been susceptible and we have been affected by most of these definition words. It's like all of this is our problem. You see, we are acted upon all of these ways because we are so susceptible. See? Susceptible is a word we are not to forget, because we have been victimized because we were susceptible. You see, we've been susceptible. Yeah? All right. And so, let's move on. But before a germ cell, each chromosome swap up itself with its partner chromosome in a process called recombination. This is serious stuff. This is serious stuff. You know? This is serious stuff, you know? Very, very serious stuff. Serious stuff. Mm.
You see serious though. Very serious stuff. This is serious stuff. All right. All right, so it comes on down to this sound. I like the explanation of vulnerability when you are susceptible, the amount of bad things that can take you. It is all these vocabulary words, you know. That's why I say word science process. You just know a word and you know one or a couple of its definitions. We need to have the full expanding meaning, which will be advantageous to us to know in how many ways can someone harm you and you don't even know it. We need to know that. So let's go on now down a little further. But before a germ cell splits, each chromosome swaps a chunk of itself. With its partner chromosome. So a lot of a serious science maneuvers going on when into the, you know, the recombination thing. There is the recombination that is going to make up a new person. That a lot of us not paying any attention to that. Not paying any attention to that. When there was a recombination, all of us was being created in the womb, right? Split. All right, split. Splits each split chromosome, right? Okay, it splits the chromosome. All right, CH. This chromosome, right? Because segment of DNA. When a cGMP
segment,
DNA, of DNA cross over. Crossover. Can you cross over? This is crossover between chromosomes in the peer. Split segment of DNA. DNA crossover between chromosomes. Between chromosomes. Between chromosomes in a peer. In a peer. Crossover in a peer. Yes. So he says here, but before the germ cell splits, each chromosome wraps a chunk of itself into its partner's chromosome in a process called recombination. See? The process called recombination. BIN. Recombination. Yes, that's what happened here, which we people on the ground don't pay much attention to these critical elements of our bodies. And if you're not an hybrid person, you don't have these kind of things to worry about. Or, you know, it's not really a matter of worrying, but it wouldn't be a part of what you think about. But in the situation that we are in here, where you have people can cross over into your system and make things bad for you. So now we have to educate ourselves to understand that you are mating with somebody who has ancestors' blood. That is not good. So that's not somebody you want to have sex with, because sex, you're going to do it for pleasure. But if you have a child, that child is not about pleasure anymore. You're done with the pleasure when the sex is done away with. So if you don't put the horse before the cart, then you're going to have the cart ahead of the horse. That don't make no sense. So the things that what we are interested in is not what we are to be
so interested in. No. We need to know. I mean, I'm talking about not white people. White people are not civilized people. They're born with bad blood and disease. You see, we are sick now because of them. You may think that they talk about you have autism and all the whole bunch of foolishness. They created those things. White people create those things. And then behave like, oh, it is just a world where those things exist. That's not true. It's not true. And so we are in a position now for us to, believe everything white people write all in the Bible, and we can't question Bible. If you go to church, they kick you out of church and stuff like that. Because we're not supposed to be a part of this whole bunch of foolishness. These people are not supposed to be among us. Moreover, they are among us and doing these things to us, and we don't know. Don't make no sense. You know, I'm glad that I don't grow up with that type of a mentality, you know, where I am sacrificing the truth while these sodomites are licking their chops. No, they don't belong among us. They need to go where they come from, or wait until the gods, take them out and throw them where they don't want to be, right? I tell you all the time, and when they are going to finally do it, then, you know, what you can say? You know, how can you last to even know what happened to you? You know, you just don't want to be taken out like that. You want to go on living. But the point is, you're doing things that the greater power say, look, you know what? We don't want you into civility because you're not giving anything to it. Get out and get rid of you, just like that. All right? So it goes on to tell you that interbreeding with someone, what really happened? He said, but before a germ cell splits, mean individual germ cell. He said, before it splits, each chromosome swaps, which means your chromosome and the next person's chromosome. It swaps a chunk of itself with its partner's chromosome in a process called recombination. So recombination is when you are, both of you, going to give the egg and the sperm to recombination to form an individual person. That's what he's talking about here, man. You don't want to do that with people who are having a blood. And you see some people born with all kind of deformities because of the errors in their blood. You see, your blood was not supposed to do that. It does that now. And you see, like white people born two person into one, you know, and begin to live like they are one person, you know, when they are two person. When you see a dress being fit on to a Siamese twin and, you know, you just put on one dress and you know, it's like it's one person because it's like two arms, you know, only two arms, you know. You know, it's, you know, but what I'm trying to say to you is a lot of the things that we have problem with our sickness, it is because of white people. It is white people. Because you didn't read about no sickness with African people before they come across white people. And these things we don't care about because we turn full. That's all there is to it. Now, it goes on to say, the recombination process, this is what happened where, of course, you don't know what you're doing. You just want sex, right? But once you're having your sex, recombination is taking place. And powerful scientific, things are going on with your bodies where your mind don't know nothing about it. Right? Mm-mm. And this is what is going on, why our world is in the state it's in. So recombination or crossover, because segments of DNA cross over between chromosomes in a pair, and a result, offspring. As a result, you have offspring won't have chromosomes identity to that other parent. You see, biology. A group of living organisms consisting of similar individuals capable of exchanging genes or interbreeding. A group of living organisms consisting of similar individuals capable of exchanging genes or interbreeding. The species is the principal natural taxonomic unit. The species, nobody else. The species that you're coming from, it matters. Ranking below the genus, denoted by a Latin binomial. For example, wise sapien. You see, that is the species where we African people come from. All of us as ethnic group people, Chinese, Indian. Yeah, we come from, that's where we come from. You see, but none of us into the ethnic group have taxon to match white people. White people coming from here. That's it. We don't come from here. We come from sapien, not white sapien. We don't come from no here, you know, monkey blood. We don't come from that. It's not in the world, it's a textbook. Okay, listen to me. Thank you for tuning in. Yesterday, nobody heard me. I don't know what will happen today, because these faggots, that's the way they are, right? They claim that we don't have anywhere. They have everything. Look on what I am saying to you. It won't be long before they're going to find out that's not the truth, and they will no longer have privilege and access carries where they never belong there. Okay? So my friends, take good care of yourselves, and I hope that all be well with you. And here is a little tune. Let's see what we have now. Where is, I have a way, these things have a way of slipping away from me, right? Dream, okay.